Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That powerful computer that most of us carry everywhere also tracks our movements, which is raising some thorny privacy questions. While some states have taken steps to protect cell phone location information, Massachusetts could become the first state to go even further, banning the sale of location data from cell phones. A bill making its way through the State House is designed to protect healthcare privacy, but it could have broader effects. Boston University law professor Andrew Sellers, who's also the director of the BU-MIT Technology Law Clinic, joins us to talk about this. Thanks for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk broadly about selling cell phone location data. Right now, data brokers pretty much can buy and sell that data without a lot of restrictions. Is that right?
That's correct. Right now, data can be gathered from a phone from a wide variety of different ways. There have been some steps done in more recent versions of these operating systems to limit or control or at least alert users as to when an app might be gathering your location information, and increasingly the ability to abstract the granularity of the location information that's involved. But generally speaking, there's very little in terms of law that prevents companies from doing this, as long as they at least include somewhere in their privacy policies that this is something that they're doing.
And so they're telling you, sort of, if you read that long fine print that nobody reads.
There are a lot of critiques to that approach, which is why we're seeing more attention towards other models, including potentially prohibitions like the one Massachusetts is contemplating.
Mm-hmm. Because these companies can take the location data and sell it to, say, law enforcement, Homeland Security. We've seen instances where this has happened, and basically law enforcement has a warrantless way of accessing your location data.
That's right. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has done some studies on this recently and shown that there's been a growing market of consumer location data that's handled by data brokers being bought by law enforcement at all different levels, federal, state, and local law enforcement. And in so doing, they are circumventing some of the constitutional protections that have been put in place over the past decade or so when it comes to cell site location information, which is the way in which your cell phone provider, your Verizon or T-Mobile, might know where you are. If law enforcement were to go to Verizon to get this location information, it would require a warrant to do so. However, if they go to a data broker, they can just purchase it as anyone would be able to purchase it and therefore circumvent that warrant requirement. Mm.
And so this legislation in Massachusetts, this was proposed after the Supreme Court's abortion decision, right? And abortion rights and privacy advocates both then expressed concern, right, about what this might mean, folks having access to your cell phone location data. So how would this bill protect against that?
So the way the bill works is it defines a very limited set of permissible purposes by which a company can use a customer's location data, basically just to provide the actual product or service that the user wants them to provide or to fulfill a commercial transaction. So, for example, if you're ordering food on a food app and it's using your location to know where to deliver the food, that would be a permissible use. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, you are essentially prohibited from doing anything else with the data.
Are there other things that you think should be considered in this legislation?
All of these are interesting strategies and questions, but of course it is all confined specifically to the area of location, and specifically location coming off of phones and other mobile devices. That leaves a lot of other types of sensitive information that might be out there that you might be getting through websites just on the internet using your laptop or desktop. That might be other forms of sensitive health or financial information that are inferred through means other than location. All of those are left untouched by this bill. This bill is narrowly focused on what is admittedly a very highly sensitive and highly identifiable type of data, but not the only highly sensitive or highly identifiable type of data.
So we're still figuring this out.
We are still figuring this out.
Okay. Boston University law professor Andrew Sellers, who's also director of the BU-MIT Technology Law Clinic, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.